This is a HeadGum Podcast.
How about now?
There's nothing.
You don't hear nothing? It's because of this.
Why haven't we... This has been like this since Cloverfield.
Does it work now, though?
I can pretty much only hear you. I don't think I'm...
You're in. I'm getting your levels.
That's a ooh yeah. I can hear myself a little bit better now.
Can I tell you can I tell you why?
Do I look
that's
like
a situation?
I'm in The Craft right now. Do I look like a Craft character?
What do you mean?
Remember that movie, The Craft?
Yeah, with the witches?
The teen witches. Never mind. I'm done.
Mike, the reason why this is like that is because the iPhone headphone jack is a proprietary Apple jack. Great cereal. So that you can like control your like volume and pause and take calls and shit from the little headphone dongle thing.
That's what this is?
No, this, because the headphone jack on the Apple headphones is proprietary, it requires a proprietary Apple headset to function properly.
Go on.
This will accept any other headset but an Apple one.
Zoe, you're on the podcast?
Oh, hi. What do you want?
Turkey and cheese, a little bit of mayonnaise.
It's weird because you're ordering a boy for you guys to have together as a child.
I really don't want mayonnaise on this kid.
It's weird that you're asking for no mayonnaise on a boy.
Turkey and cheese and yellow mustard, please.
Is there another color of mustard?
Dark yellow. I'd like the light yellow mustard, please. Steve's confusing me on the podcast live.
What kind of bread?
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
On a wrap?
No, not a wrap.
You want
those
some
are a waste
rye?
Of time.
What about rye bread?
If they have a rye bread, I'll take that or anything else that's not a wrap.
You like the bread that has the cheese melted on chop?
Also, I'd like any small bag of Cape Cod looking chips. I'm looking for kettle cooked patat slices.
Wow, I don't know what that is.
What, the jalapenos?
No, like a plainer, like a plain, yeah.
A light, okay.
All right.
All right, I'll be there in a little bit.
You're great. Thank you. Can I tell you what that woman did today?
It sounds like she's getting you something with yellow mustard on it.
Well, now she's doing that.
Yeah? What'd she do today?
I went to a store the other day and I couldn't find, we have a very small apartment. You've been there.
I've been in it.
So we don't have a full tree.
I've been internet.
But I got some rosemary. What?
Owen's choking to death again.
Choking.
We need to talk about that, by the way.
What?
Did you know Owen almost choked to death the other night?
No.
We're recording right now.
We've started three
stories
so far.
We started like 15 minutes ago. Just kidding. 3 minutes ago.
So we have a rosemary. You're familiar with rosemary. Shaped into a tree.
Sandwiched between parsley and thyme.
That's the one.
And sage.
So I have this little pot that looks like a tiny Christmas tree, but it's rosemary.
Adorable.
She wrapped two of my Christmas presents and set the little plant, the pot, on atop the Christmas presents.
The rosemary pot?
Yeah.
You have a pot full of rosemary?
Well, it's shaped into a tree.
What?
That's the best I can explain.
Can you explain to me why you have a Christmas tree-shaped pot filled with rosemary?
It was before Whole Foods was selling the three-foot trees like they are right now.
Yeah.
And I thought, you have to get one, absolutely, because they're lovely and they smell like forest.
It's almost too late. Where'd you get yours?
Not almost too late. How dare you?
Where'd you get yours?
Fucking Whole Foods, dog.
How big is it?
How big is this rosemary? Or
the
about,
tree.
How big is about 3 feet?
It's a tree of rosemary.
It comes up. It'll come up like half this table. No, the rosemary thing is separate, man. So that was there before these trees were there. That was the Christmas looking Christmas tree looking thing out front these trees were there.
So it's like a little statue, almost.
It's about
like a little decoration.
It's like double this,
but it's filled with rosemary.
I'm almost positive it's rosemary. It grows like a little pine tree.
I'm so confused.
I just want us to be on the same page.
So there's a container. Shaped,
it's a pot.
Shaped like a Christmas tree.
No, the container shaped like a pot because it's a pot.
So you're
saying...
There's
rosemary in the pot that's shaped like a Christmas tree. smells like a Christmas tree, must be a duck.
Oh no, I am so confused.
How are you confused after that?
Because you said smells like it looks like a Christmas tree pot and rosemary.
Well, I was all those words at the end.
I'm so confused.
There's a pot. Picture a plant.
Like a pot, plant pot, a pottery pot.
Are you picturing that?
I'm picturing it.
So far, we're on the same page.
Got it.
That pot is filled with dirt.
Dirt.
In that dirt,
yes.
You're going to find a rosemary plant.
Okay.
That looks exactly like a tiny Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe we're still on this part of the story.
Well, the way that you explained it, and I would be curious to find out if people were as confused as I was, because if not, then I apologize. But
I understood it 100%
from the start. But rosemary is a spice, right?
Maybe you just think rosemary, maybe you have a different mental image of what rosemary.
Well, I just
looks
don't
like.
Know what rosemary looks like when it's not a spice that you use for cooking.
Picture the tiniest Christmas tree.
So that's where I where you lost me.
Yeah.
Cuz I didn't know what you should have said for my own benefit.
Tell me how I should have talked.
What you should have talked like
after
was
a full
you
day
should have
of
said
work and I'm very tired.
You should have said rosemary bush. Or rosemary tree, not a pot with rosemary in it.
I am almost positive if you look deep into the annals of time, I probably said a pot with rosemary, a sha-sha-sha-sha, shaped like a Christmas tree.
I think shaped like a Christmas tree was after, though, right? Who's on first?
She put the presents underneath the pot.
She caught the Katie. Left me a mule to ride.
Picture two Christmas presents, rectangles.
Are they wrapped?
They're wrapped.
Then I'm done with this story.
Oh, fuck.
How you doing, Mike?
That's like, you know how you, I don't mean to get too graphic, but we swear so we could talk about sex.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. You can get graphic.
That's like if, you know how you get blue balls every once in a while?
Yes.
That's like if instead of just like it stops and then it fades away after a while, it's like you were about to come and then you got hit by a train. That's what that story was for me.
Wow. That's intense.
Yeah. Animate that guy who used to animate Swordsman. So,
Andre, I love Andre.
He's the man.
He's so great.
I like
great.
How he just does beautiful animations in his spare time sometimes.
Here's the thing about Andre. He's been sending me emails for the Lost podcast, and he used to do like Lost art and like animations.
So he would draw and then just put it away somewhere and forget where
it's at. I think he probably didn't think to put it on YouTube or whatever. I don't know what his thinking was, but
he's forever.
Sent me this like really cool thing of Mr. Echo, and like I wanted to read it on the last first time show, but the computer situation here is like I can't turn this in any direction to share it with other podcast hosts, co-hosts. Okay. So it's like only I would be able to see it, and then I'd be like, oh, that was cool. Well, Brett, I guess I'll show you later, and Owen, I'll show you later.
Why doesn't everybody just get up and go? Like,
well, because then you
shoulder.
Wouldn't be able to get their reactions on mic.
Yeah, you just put your mouths real close, so you're speaking to the same microphone.
Well, I don't know about you, but I never want to be that close to Owen.
I would, Owen, absolutely not. But Brett, I would kiss Brett.
We don't know what's under that beard.
I've never seen under Owen's beard.
No one. What?
What were you going to say?
Remember when Chelsea was telling every single person, including strangers last night, that they were all lovely, beautiful, wonderful people? And then the best she could muster for me, because she was wasted, was, Owen's fine.
Owen is fine was somebody's best, like,
but
emotional
she was, like,
moment with you?
Telling everyone how beautiful and wonderful.
Yeah, but Chelsea's a big mess, so you don't have to worry about that, Owen.
You guys were wonderful. The fucking Uber driver.
Chelsea's a big mess and a terrible person, so don't wonder about what her opinion of you is. And we're not talking about Dunaway here.
Absolutely
We've
not.
We've done away with that possibility.
Whoa.
Let me tell you something, Mike. Owen almost died on Tuesday night.
Okay. I'm already invested.
And it was fucking terrifying. Like, I'm not over it yet.
You watched Owen almost die Tuesday night.
Yes. And it was traumatizing.
What was too good to not chew on?
Well, let me tell you something. Let's start from the beginning, because that's where you should. I had a very busy day Tuesday.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I'm getting over it. The new Star Wars Battlefront X-Wing Rogue One
was in a street
virtual reality level.
Yeah.
Came out for free if you own Star Wars Battlefront on the PlayStation 4.
Which you do.
Which I do. And so basically what is being said to my ears is there is a free game where you will fly an X-Wing fighter through space in virtual reality.
Mm.
And saying that to me is almost as effective as saying, I'm the horniest person on Earth and I want you to fuck me right now.
I happen to be a game this time. Sorry. But
and
same goes.
But you know what? It's okay because it's a Star Wars you fly around in an X-Wing starfighter game.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Mike. The equivalent of that for you would be this is a wrestling simulator
and
where
also,
you get to be your favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
And you get to fight other your favorite wrestlers.
I love it. I'm in.
That's the equivalent.
Understood 100%. Yeah,
it's helping a lot. Actually.
Eat a dick, Owen.
First 10 minutes looking around the menu screen and trying to figure out if you could fuck that R2 unit.
It is, because I was hornier than I'd ever been.
Out how you could fuck the nose cone on the X-Wing.
Yes, because I was hornier than I'd ever been in my life.
So you're walking around like humping shit?
Well, here's the deal. Owen's having a day over there too, I can tell.
Boastful bonanza on the couch.
Here's the deal. He's at about a 90 right now.
He's at about a 99.
He's at about a 90 degree on that couch over there, baby Bowitz. Baby Roboitz. So I got home. It was very late. I went and had dinner with Bree and her father. And I got home lickety split.
Bree was the lady that you talked about Gilmore Girls
on the podcast
for
with.
A long
yeah.
time.
For yeah. Less.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, I know that you take issue with that, but the thing is
I was just trying to clarify who you're talking about.
Imagine all the times where we talk about a show that other people might not like,
I don't
or
think
a movie.
That's ever happened. I can't imagine.
It was
one
exactly
instance.
That. Hey, listen, you don't want to hear about Gilmore Girls? You'd be available for every goddamn podcast from now on.
Or else, Gilmore Girls.
Bree and I are just going to talk about Gilmore Girls. We're going to start a podcast called Gilmore Gang.
The Gilmore Guys.
Gilmore Guys is already a show. And it's a HeadGum podcast, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
I would listen to that.
So, I downloaded the X-Wing Starfighter app, and it wasn't working. Whatever. This part's boring. That part Owen brought up, boring.
You're playing this game or what?
Here's the thing. I start playing the game. I put on the VR, I start streaming because I want to stream the experience. My first time playing it, and it's so cool already. You're in like this hangar, and there's the X-Wing in front of you, and there's this droid zooming around you, and like you get like into the cockpit of the X-Wing, and you're like, you feel like you're in there. You're like boxed into this tiny cockpit, and you can flip the switches, and it's like, it's a cream dream.
Can you
baby.
Tap the steering wheel?
You can. There's no steering wheel. There's a joystick sort of situation.
Yeah.
And
can you adjust how much air comes out of the vent?
I wish you could adjust it up and down real fast. So anyway, I'm in there and I'm freaking out and I'm having a great time and I'm laughing. I'm telling some solid J's. And suddenly, when I'm about to take off and get the game started, I hear Owen choking. And Owen had, he was sitting right here on the computer desk.
Yeah.
And he had a box of pizza from Pizza Hut. And he was eating Pizza Hut.
Oh, what a way to go.
I know, right? That's all I could think of later, too. I was like, Pizza Hut. What if it was Pizza Hut that killed Owen?
I wouldn't like that.
I'd never eat there again.
No, why would
I? I'd never.
No.
So
even more than I already don't.
Pizza Hut's great, man. Mm. Pizza Hut is definitely the greasiest of the cheeses, of the pizza cheese.
Sure.
But man, oh man, I'll take it over a Papa John any old day.
Well, that's...
pro move is to go to that Papa John's and steal that garlic butter and stockpile it and use it to dip your pepperoni Pizza Hut pizza in. Then you're cheating the system, baby.
On the way out the door, you say, I'm headed to Pizza Hut, Papa. And dare you stop me.
Later, Papa. Bye, Dad.
See you later, Dad John.
Keep the coinage. Here's another pro tip. Go get some barbecue sauce from McDonald's. You're going to need it. Get three or four of them. Dip your pepperoni in that, baby. Have a bite. Take a trip down Taste Highway. Tasty Lane. Delicious Drive.
Another one.
Hunger Highway.
One for me.
Yummy Yards. Yummy Yard.
Does it taste good?
Yeah, Avenue. So anyway, Owen starts choking. And I'm thinking, well, you know, Owen is going to be fine probably. And then it sounds awful. Mm. It's the worst choking sounds I've ever heard in real life.
You're still in VR by this point.
I was still in VR. And I remember yelling at Owen, hey, you're ruining my stream right now.
Last words to your best friend.
And then I hear him get up out of his chair real quick. And he starts like walking somewhere. And I'm like, oh, fuck. He's choking to death.
Yeah.
So I remove the fucking headset and I run over to him. And he's in his room. For some reason, he went into his room.
Yeah. Because
I was...
You were trying to be respectful during your death?
Yeah.
Holy shit, Owen.
At no point during any of this did I think I was dying.
You thought I got this.
That's important to establish.
You already know in your head that you could hold your breath for 5 minutes. Yeah, but here's the thing.
But he also said that's the worst he's choked in his entire life.
Okay, so what happened physically?
Well, hang on. We'll get to Owen's part next.
I'm saying I've never actually choked that bad. That was a real choke. Like, it went down the pipe and it was stuck.
And you couldn't get it out.
We got it.
But, like, you couldn't get it out so bad you went to your room.
You told me to.
I did not. I told you to go to your room?
I was trying to. Not interrupt.
Wow.
I never told you to not interrupt.
You're painting yourself as the villain on your own podcast right now.
Listen.
I think you're a piece of shit.
Listen,
right now.
You need to listen to the rest of the
you
story.
You tell Rob Fee that this shit went down.
You need to hear the rest of the story. So Owen's in his room for some reason.
Got a quick question before you start. Grammatically, is it that's the best I've ever choked or the worst I've ever choked?
It's either the hardest. It can't be the worst. Well, I guess it can be the worst, but there's definitely not the best you've ever
choked.
But
if you're ranking chokes and that was the most devastating choke you felt, wouldn't that be the best one?
On the choke scale, that's the best, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So I followed Owen into his room, and he's choking to death in his room, and he's making awful trying to breathe sounds.
Stream is jacked up by this point.
Stream is just going, and I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just thinking, I've got to save this boy. I got to save my best friend.
Streamed Owen's death.
That's the thing. I couldn't stop saying it. I was like, this could have been on Reddit in an hour.
You could have been on front page.
In an hour, this would be on the front page of Reddit.
Yeah.
YouTuber's best friend dies during live stream.
YouTuber yells at friend.
You tell me right now you wouldn't click on that. You want to know that story would be on SourceFed
the
next day.
I want to know who it is, and I'd probably be forced to cover that for sure.
You would definitely have to cover it.
It would be a white wall with no music.
It would be a white wall with no music, and then there'd be like a memorial for you, and there'd be weird footage of you, because all the footage of you that exists at SourceFed is weird. And there's no real recent photo of you either, so it'd have to be one where you look happy for once.
Yeah, and it would be me and you.
Yes, it would, and I would be devastated. I'd be crying the entire time,
and I'd keep making jokes and throwing it back to you.
I would have to.
So you
could
think about what you did.
You know what I would have to do? I'd have to go through my old hard drive. And I'd have to find photos of Owen and I, early photos of Owen and I.
And then I'd be like, come on, dude, we got to have this story written by 11.
And I'd be like, you shut your mouth and be more respectful to a boy who lost his best friend at Pizza Hut. So anyway, I'm in his room and he's choking to death. and I don't know what to do, but I can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't just watch him die, basically. So I do what I've seen happen in the movies 100 million times.
Screaming.
And I start smacking him as hard as I can on his back.
Yeah.
And maybe, I'm thinking, maybe this will help dislodge.
By this point, you've never heard of the Heimlich maneuver by this
point. Well, the
point.
Heimlich was next. But first, I wanted to see if I could smack it. You know what's funny though, Owen? I wasn't thinking about What About Bob or anything in particular. I was just thinking of I need to help you get the food out of your throat cuz you can't breathe, very obviously.
But you looked at him and you were like, we got enough time, I could try the backpack first.
This happened in like, cuz I went back and watched the stream.
It happened on camera?
Oh, I'm telling you. No, it wasn't. There was no camera. It was just
the VR.
But
you hear the whole thing.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a second.
Oh, I need all of
but
it.
But there's like, it all happens, no shit, within a minute.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I knew it was only that.
It was a minute.
Yeah.
It was a minute from Owen coughing and walking to his room to me going, smacking him on the back a bunch of times very hard.
Yeah.
And then attempting to do the Heimlich.
Yeah.
I got my arms on around his chest and started just fucking heaving
chest
up.
Is too high for just for next
well,
time.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
Well, Owen and I learned a very valuable lesson,
that
which
the
is
chest is too high.
The chest
to
is too high.
To do the Heimlich maneuver.
We both don't know how to do the Heimlich.
Can I teach you?
Yeah. Well, I'd rather take a certification class. Not
to
discredit
I've never taken one
Listen,
of those.
Listen, I'm not going to discredit you, but I don't want to just be like, when someday someone's like, where'd you learn the Heimlich? I'm going to be like, oh, a homeless man taught me.
Well, that's not completely accurate now, is it?
So anyway, I started to attempt the Heimlich.
Sure.
And it didn't
seem...
Can't
believe I'm being shit on by the guy who doesn't know the fucking Heimlich maneuver in 2016.
There's two
You're
boys!
You're 85 years old.
There's two boys here that don't know how to do the Heimlich.
Well, I don't know how either of you is alive, first of all. I've been saying that for the past 3 years.
Well, listen, I'm 34. I've never had to even attempt to use the Heimlich maneuver.
That's good.
So, I mean, I'm lucky, but this was an eye-opener, for sure.
Sure.
So
Everyone should know, as a message to the listeners...
I attempted. Yeah, are you kidding me? All she says is, put your arms up.
Oh,
put
God.
Your arms up.
Here it goes again.
Anyway, so I'm attempting the Heimlich maneuver on Owen, and it doesn't seem to be working, and he's still choking.
Because it's too hot.
So I'm like, I don't know how to do this, and my friend's going to die. So I rush out of the apartment, and I bang on the neighbor's door.
Yeah.
And I say, help! Please, help!
Yeah.
And... And then I'm hearing Owen continuing to choke, and then I rush back in, and then he's like, finally, he's finally letting air out, and he's breathing, and he's still coughing, but he's breathing.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm okay. I'm okay. And then my neighbor opens the door, and he's like, is everything okay? And I was like, I'm sorry, my friend was choking to death, and I thought maybe you could help because I don't know the Heimlich. Everything's okay. And he's like, are you guys okay? And I was like, yeah, we're okay. He's fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I close the door. I come back in. Owen coughs for another 25 seconds, and I go back to the stream because I'm like,
all right, guys,
everyone...
like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, I mean, all I can think of is like, everyone's witnessing this. Yeah. Everyone at least heard it. Yeah, Rhino Balls, Backstorm, Julia Fang, everybody, and strangers, and I'm back. I went back today and was looking at this, so I wanted to go back and watch the stream, and I gotta be honest with you, there was an inherent fear and uncomfortableness and just general anxiety for even attempting to rewatch it.
Uh-huh.
Because
it's like a snuff film.
It was terrifying, Mike.
Yeah.
For me, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
Maybe all I could stream think of less. Was like, dude, that's the thing. I don't stream. I don't.
Every time I'm over here, you're like, should we stream?
Well,
this?
Because listen, I want to make a fun stream, and you and I have a lot of fun playing games, and you have done a lot of funny shit on games that are now lost to just our memories,
that's
which we
make,
know how that
don't,
works.
Don't discredit that. I do that to make you and Owen laugh, and that's worth it in the moment.
Yeah, but
Because then none of us are thinking about dying or choking on pizza. Well,
but I came up with... Today I realized something. It might have been yesterday that I realized this. But you know how some people prefer a phone call instead mm-hmm. of a text?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a fucking shit memory.
Mm.
My memory sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I forget shit like you don't even know, man. Like, I forget things like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, things like a text or a live stream with friends is like a way for me to like remember that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And like if someone texts me instructions about a Saturday thing and it's Tuesday, then I have that in there. But if they tell me in person, hey, I'm having a thing Saturday night at 8, 100% I will not be there.
Have you tried because I will Ginkgo forget. Biloba?
Is that the guy that rubs your back on Ventura Boulevard?
Yeah, I remember him real nice.
So anyway,
excuse me.
That's the only reason why I want to stream, and I don't even stream that often. So
you
anyway,
just want to stream in case one of us dies, so you can get
so
the
I can
views.
Capture it and get on the front page of Reddit. So anyway, I put the headset back on, and everyone's just like, "Is Owen okay? And what's going on?" And so I go on to explain what happened, and some people were like, oh shit, we thought that was a bit. We thought you guys were doing a bit.
We were laughing the whole time.
Right? Like some people thought it was a funny bit we were doing. And then when I reiterated that it definitely wasn't a bit and my best friend I felt like was about to die, then people were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And so we like went back to doing our shit and Owen was okay and it was good. It was fine. But
he ate two more pieces of pizza.
You didn't throw up?
He didn't throw up, and that was, like, the best thing in the world that could have happened.
Can I, regardless of whether or not you retain this information, because we all know that that could happen now.
Listening.
I want to say something for all the listeners. If you're ever in that situation, you take a fist and you put it halfway between where the person's heart is, right in the center of the chest, and their belly button. So if you take your pinky... You put it in the belly button, and you take your thumb, you extend it up to the chest. Where your fist is, that's where you do the Heimlich maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in and up. And you could
like
crack
almost
the
under the rib cage.
Yeah, you could crack the person's rib, and that does happen.
But that's
happen.
Even better than dying.
But it's... You know what they say about cracking ribs.
It's better than dying.
It's even better than dying.
What if there was the resort that had their tagline, it's better than dying?
Yeah. Sandals Jamaica.
Come to the Newport Inn in Palm Springs. It's better than dying. Strensum's Hotels and Resorts. It's better than dying.
It's better than dying. Zoya's here. Can somebody throw her
some
keys?
Oh, and you
want to
throw her some keys or maybe go smoke a cigarette? Or as they say in the UK, you want to smoke a fag.
Oh, shit. She texted me like minutes ago.
Sorry, man.
I'm a bad friend.
Yeah.
We don't tell Rob Fee.
Tell Rob Fee that Owen is a poor friend.
Anyway, so it was terrifying, but I want to hear Owen's part of the story because... I want you to talk about your part of the story, but let Zoya in first. But
can I take a stab at it?
Steve made it worse by either doing the Heimlich.
Well, hang on, save it. Save it for when you come back.
He might have been because him panicking and giving me the Heimlich was making me laugh at the same time.
Say, come back and say that because I you can barely hear you.
Oh.
It was a very terrifying experience for me.
Yeah.
Because I really was, like, very terrified.
Yeah.
It's a terrifying thing to hear your best friend choking.
Yeah.
It's terrifying to hear anyone choking.
You're not wrong.
So it was very terrifying for me. But Owen swears up and down that he didn't care at all and was like,
I was fine. I wasn't scared or anything.
Which I don't believe it.
I don't totally. I mean, you know him better than I do.
Yeah.
I don't totally not believe him.
Well, I mean.
Because in Owen's head, he's just like, well, here's another thing. I'm going to get. How are we going to get through this thing? Not like this is the last thing.
Yeah, but like not being able to breathe for anybody has to be a scary thing.
Yeah. I've done it. I choked on a piece of ice, and then the more time went by, it melted in
my
throat.
That's the best thing. Like, if you had to choke on anything,
yeah,
a piece of ice sounds like the best thing to choke on.
Yeah. If you gun to your head, if you had to choke
gun
on something.
Gun to your head. You got to choke on something.
Yeah, choke on something.
There's like
what's it going to be?
On the tray, there's like a lemon head, a double A battery, and a piece of ice.
Like a giant novelty dice.
A thumbtack.
Oh, man. My friend Chris choked on a thumbtack. This idiot. Oh, I love him, and I miss him very much. He's dead now.
Because of it?
Because of this. But
bullshit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is that jokes, the whole thing?
Thing to say. Not the whole thing.
I'm
so
too vulnerable right now
because
we're talking about Owen's
death. I called him a piece of shit, and then I said he died. None of those things are true.
How many times does Owen have to die in the EZU?
I know, right? What are you doing to this guy?
I'm trying to keep him alive. I want him to stop smoking.
Yeah, do your best.
I'm trying, man. I don't think that one's going
to
give.
I try to get somebody I love to stop smoking, and she says it's hard. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of things worth doing are.
Apparently, yeah.
It's crazy.
Did that work out? Is your friend still a smoker?
Yes.
That's tough, man.
That's all right.
So anyway, your friend choked on a tack.
Yeah, man. He was like on his bed or something, putting up posters.
See, don't do it.
And he had a tack in his mouth, and like, you know, you slip or you fall off the whatever.
Fall off the wagon.
You fall right off the wagon. And I think he coughed it up. But if that's in there, a millimeter in the wrong spot, that's just like... That'll fuck you up, man.
What happened?
Be
were
careful.
You there
Make
when it
good
happened?
Choices. No, no. We were in college at the time, I think. So we were, I was on campus. But
what happens? Is it just one of those things where they have to pass it?
No, I think he coughed it up this particular time.
Oh, man. Did it stab him up when it went in there?
Yeah, well, it depends. It's
fucking terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
now
awful.
He has little posters all the way down his esophagus.
His stomach bacteria set up a little dorm in there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It smells
Owen,
like shit, though.
Come tell us a little bit about your experience choking to death.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she really?
Yeah.
You can tell her to come back in a bit. Tell her to eat her food and then come back.
And she said she would.
Or like ask her to.
Did you text her?
I talked to her.
Oh.
Oh, she was out there?
No.
Oh, it was on the phone.
Yeah.
I feel bad. But we were telling the story of Owen's death. You should tell her that part. Owen, tell us about your death.
Oh, I told her I felt bad.
About your death?
I wonder if I'm still married.
Oh, man. If that's what killed this love, I would kill myself right now.
You're first going to kill Owen, and then you're going to destroy my love?
Yeah. I want to hear it from your perspective from the very beginning. Did I make you laugh? Is that what started you choking?
I think so.
Can you imagine, dude, if he really died, I would never tell another joke again.
Yeah. Would you keep your tattoo, you think?
I'd have to remove it. I'd have to turn it into...
I would tattoo choked on my hand.
I would have to turn it into chokes. Or chokes. I'd have the S converted into a D, and I would have it say... Once joked.
Joked.
Joked. I'm joked. Yeah, I would quit comedy. I'd be like, my comedy killed somebody. That's the worst shit in the world.
You killed last night. I would say that to you every day.
You killed it, man. That bit, you killed it.
Yeah.
What? Tell us about it, Owen. What kind of pizza was it? Was it pepperoni?
Ham and pineapple and olives.
Oh, that's not even worth it, man. You're gonna die for that
shit. I think
it
is. Honestly, if you had to die from any food, pizza's pretty much.
Yeah, but
okay.
Not that pizza. That's a crazy pizza.
I'm not gonna be picky. After you're dead, you won't care.
After Owen's dead, would you finish the pizza? Would you finish the
you know
pizza
what
before
I do?
You're cold?
I would have it shellacked, and I'd take it to his grave.
You put it on his chest in his coffin?
Yeah. He died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
Choking on pizza.
Speaking of shellacked, did you see the dinosaur tail with the feathers?
Yeah, dude, that's the
Holy
shit.
Holy shit.
That was seriously such a big deal today.
I'm saying it. Hashtag feathers confirmed.
Well, they always, I mean.
Yeah, but
I assumed when scientists say definitely dinosaurs had feathers, like, and this was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, but this is seeing it. They've never found anything like this. They've never found fucking skin.
That's what makes that so cool.
It's insane. It's the first time we're seeing a fucking dinosaur.
A feathered dinosaur. But it was a small baby boy.
Yeah.
It was a baby boy. Did you hear how they even found it? It's a fascinating story.
Oh, like some jeweler was like shaping
it
into something?
Well, because I guess there's this part of the world, and I'm going to fuck this up, so I'm just going to say there was this part of the world where they have like an amber mine, and all of these like people have access to it, and so this like merchant would take just like a bunch of amber that they mined from this amber mine and then like shape it into jewelry. And so this particular, like, beautiful, priceless specimen that, like, is a scientific fucking major discovery was, like, already altered into, like, a fucking amulet or some shit.
Yeah.
But the scientists were actually like, it's actually okay, because now we have, like, raw access to, like, the part where the tail was cut off. Mm-hmm. So they got to, like, they found, like, blood, they found iron, they found, it's crazy.
Like a leftover from blood.
Like, yeah, it was like a piece of hemoglobin or something like that. But that's, like, that's Jurassic Park shit, man. That's real. The dino DNA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hemoglobin. That means, that proves that dinosaurs had blood.
That we never knew. We never knew.
There's so many naysayers. Doesn't Trump not believe that dinosaurs had blood?
I'm sure he does.
Isn't that one of his things that people were mad at?
Global warming is not a thing, and also dinosaurs didn't have blood.
You're gonna tell me dinosaurs had blood? I don't think so. Very bad.
I'm not full of myself. Anyway, so Owen, yes, that discovery is fucking amazing. It's great. Mm-hmm. So it was a Hawaiian pizza with olives on it, and I said a joke. And by the way, can I tell you guys now before you go looking for it? I'm sure you're already started looking for it. But for some reason, I have no explanation for this. For some reason, the saved stream, all of the audio is taken out.
Yeah.
From almost the moment Owen starts choking to when I come back to the stream.
Do you think that they have a filter?
Like no, a death filter? No, because it's there was this pop-up window when I opened it, and it said some of this audio was dropped due to copyright violation or something.
You choked exactly like someone in a movie.
He choked like a Drake song. When you were... No, I think this is what happened.
When you were off the mic, it was picking up the music.
It was just the music.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So it was like Star Wars music or something.
Once the waveform for music is recognized, it matches it like exactly.
Are you sure you're not trying to cover up for a murder? Because this is the weirdest set of circumstances.
Isn't that crazy? Imagine if that really happened. Imagine if like the police wanted to like review this stream.
You would be on the first 48.
Well, there would be some type of investigation because they'd be like, why is the audio gone from this moment? I'd be like, fucking ask Twitch.
Yeah.
There was some stupid shit with Twitch and copyright violations and shit. And it's so stupid because it's like Twitch is based on streaming copywritten shit.
But the cops would be like, and who's Twitch? Do you see him in the room with us right now?
Now, Twitch, is he your dealer or something? So, anyway, I'm hoping, I mean, in a morbid melancholy, well, not melancholy, but in a morbid bittersweet type way, that the PlayStation 4 archived the recording. So maybe we can have the raw audio. I was actually kind of thinking of finding it and then playing it on the podcast.
Oh my God.
But it's like,
God,
that's so awful. That's not a good idea. It's
going
terrible
back to
sounds.
Your other thing, I wouldn't watch if that was on the front page of whatever, I would want to find out who it was, but I wouldn't watch it. Like, I wouldn't want to hear that.
I wouldn't
that.
Watch it either, but I would like read suffering. The article and I'd read the comments and stuff.
Sure.
But
I'd see how many likes it had.
It was so traumatizing. Like, I'm never going to forget it, ever.
You know what I would watch and did watch today? Because I agree with you. Like,
Yeah, I don't like that. Even when, like, Newgrounds or when the shitty internet was like that, like, the deep internet was all, like, mm-hmm. snuff videos and videos of people dying.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Getting shot.
Rotten.com.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan.
No, not that. But you know what my favorite version of that, that there was a great video I saw today? It's always this time of year. It's my favorite kind of video because nobody really gets hurt because it always happens so slowly.
Ice video?
It's the fucking car pileups on like a lazy street.
Those are fun.
There was one today that was fucking like a bus just kind of slowly pushes like five cars out into the intersection and then like this truck comes behind and slams into the back of the bus. Then another bus comes and hits all of them. And then a fucking cop car tries and it slides and turns backwards and slides down and perfectly hits the back
of
the bus.
You know what's funny?
And
but
then
imagine
the snowplow comes and it gets all twisted around and it slides down and it smashes into the fucking cop car.
It is definitely funny, but it's like, imagine that happening to you. It's got to suck so bad.
It only sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah. No one really... You guys never lived that.
Well, we're going to
go. I'm just realizing that now.
We're going to go to some snowy place soon.
Okay.
Like many years ago at Sundance, I was a bunch of people in my car loaded up with luggage and we were trying to go up this snowy hill.
See, I wasn't there for that one.
Oh, yeah, to our friend's house we're going to stay at. and because the car was fully loaded and it was a slow, like Herbie, my shitty car. Yeah. We'd make it about halfway up and then just start sliding all the way back down.
Dude, that was my street.
We had to take everyone out of the car and all the shit out of the car.
What do you do?
And then like get like a running start. And
you either wait for somebody to come plow, or there are all these like tricks. Like you put sand underneath the tires. You put like, you know, wood underneath the tires and try to get whatever. No one has like a two-wheel drive car in the Northeast. Shit. It's amazing. It's great. Dude, there's this one time I was on my way to school with my mom. My mom was driving me, and there's, you ever hear of Black Ice?
No.
It's the best Sting album when he's solo. Black Ice.
I was
going to
say, was that one of MC Hammer's later albums?
After the Ministry situation. So he was, it rains.
Take notes on that one, Owen.
It snows.
He burped off mic.
And,
we usually burp into the mics, but.
It's just a casual. I'm not quite used to it yet. It's just because of the fizzies. There's just like a tiny sheet of ice on the street, but you have no idea that it's there.
You can't tell,
And getting into many accidents because of that. But this one time we were going around a bend, my mom's bringing me to school, and she goes completely sideways, and this old man hits us.
Oh, no.
But he's fine, and he just keeps going or whatever. And then he stopped. He's at the top of a hill. We're at the bottom, and we're kind of sideways. Me and my mom get out of the car, make sure we're okay. And the oldest man I've ever seen in my life gets out of
Father
the car.
Father Time was there?
Father Time gets out of the car with his little Newsies hat. And he shakes his tiny little old fist. And he goes, use your brakes. And my mom is like, what the fuck do you think just happened?
And the way you did it, that impression you just did, was probably as loud as it was in person.
Yeah.
Like, that's as loud as that guy can yell anymore.
Yeah. Then he put everything he had into that.
That's great.
Then he got in his tiny little car.
I hate it when people put their nose in shit when they don't know what the fuck happened. Or, like, I hate when people assume you're a dick. Like, we have an intersection over by where we live where it's like there's a straight lane and a turning lane. It's, like, the same lane. And it's, like, I'll get into that straight lane because it's the one where, like, pretty soon I turn into my apartment complex. So I stay in that lane. And there's so many times where there's assholes behind me just fucking laying on their horn, pointing, like, because there's a green arrow turn light. And they're like, come on, motherfucking light, it's a fucking green light. And I'm, like, just sitting there going, pointing ahead, like, doing this and going, like, it's a fucking straight lane, too. It's a straight lane, too.
You're so hot right now.
Yeah, man.
Hot fire.
Because it's like, it's so annoying. It's like people don't know. Like, pay attention to the goddamn road.
It's different here. I know this is like the trope of living here, but it's different here. People are so angry and aloof at the same time.
I hate it.
And they're like, I'm the star of my own whatever.
Yeah, I can't.
And it only matters where I'm going, and they don't care about anyone else. And I see accidents every day.
Yeah, because they're in their own little car bubble.
It's insane, though, man.
You know, it's crazy. Because we all feel this way.
I love that you're talking to a white microphone. Right
Me
now.
Too. This is great. This is calls for it, though. You almost died.
I just want to make sure.
Because every time that happens on the road, where it's like, oh, man, all drivers are fucking assholes. But it's really like 1 out of 10.
I don't know if that's true.
Here's why I know it's true. Because if it were more than 10% of drivers were assholes, if it were fucking 90% or whatever, like we like to think it is, it would be a mass grave out on the
road. Yeah, but we're not just saying,
like, for the
we're
most
not just
part,
saying,
people, we survive.
I'm
every
not
day.
Just saying, yeah. I don't know if I'm not going to speak for Mike on this one. You tell me if you agree with what I'm about to say. I'm not just saying that everyone's an asshole driver. I'm saying that once they get into their car, like, I'm not saying that they're, like, aggressive and they're fucking hitting people and they're not paying attention to the road. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that every single person, myself included, when you get into your car, that is your world, and you hardly give a shit about anybody else around you.
Right.
And that's everybody.
And when people are already in that, standing and walking around on the earth, and then they get into their car, it's double that.
Yeah. And it's just they don't care. They don't care whose lane they're about to get into. They don't use their turn signals.
They don't
just
have license plates garbage. For some reason.
I think in life you have to be competitive for a lot of professional reasons. And I think people leave on that those like competitive blinders.
Well, it's the same shit in
like,
the airport.
Live their life
where I'm
of
going, like it's the same shit in the airport where I'm going. Is if that is why this plane is taking off because I'm going somewhere. Like this plane better be on time and better land on time for me. Yeah. Not for all the fucking 300, 120 other people in the plane. It's like these people get in their car to get from point A to point B, and that's all they care about.
Yeah.
And they want to get there quick, or they, don't even bother with that. We'll talk about that in a second. What is all this? It's a moldy pie, and we're going to talk about it. Ugh. Yeah.
Mistakes were made.
Maybe you want to think twice before reaching your hands into a box of pie. That was called a Owen trap.
What if we started choking again on the pie?
What if Owen started choking now to get sympathy from me from now on?
Yeah, that's his thing. That's his
Owen,
new thing.
Owen, tell us more about this choking situation. What were you thinking?
A lot of things.
Like you said you got up to go to your room so that you could get away from the stream and not bother the stream. Is that really why?
Did you think about me once during this whole thing?
Did you think about your family at all?
No.
Did you think about E.T.?
E.T.?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Was there a John Williams song playing in your head while it happened?
That sounds horrible.
Wait, I'm going to find the one that it was for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I just went into, like, I wanted to go on my bed, like, so I could, like, either flop. I needed to, like, find a position I could, like, land at so I would, like, cough it up.
Dying.
Was it this song?
I never thought I was going to die.
Was it this song? So you went to your room.
That should be the song that you play when you need to give the Heimlich maneuver so you know the rhythm.
Okay. Pinky in the belly button.
It's a won't.
I want to take a class where the guy plays this song and then, all right, everybody. And one. And two. And three. Pair up. Find your partner. Why don't you have a partner? Quick, find a partner. Let's go. It's Crumb Buster's going. Let's do this.
Crumb Buster.
So you went to your room to roll around on the bed to see if you could dislodge it yourself.
Yeah.
So many things went through my head.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that. And then, like, I thought you were doing a bit for the stream because you maybe thought I was doing a bit for the stream because sometimes I'll cough real hard because it's funny.
I mean, when I yelled out, stop choking, you're ruining my stream, yeah. It was 50% a joke and 50% me hoping
that I wasn't
that you were
choking.
Fucking with me and yeah. You weren't actually choking.
Yeah. Yeah, see? So oops. I've cried wolves before for the sake of comedy.
I mean, you've done some funny
it's your
cough
bit.
Bits.
Choking is your bit.
Well, Owen does funny cough bits because he's dying of smoke lungs. Smoker's lungs. So you do a lot of funny cough bits. He's been known to do some very physical bits, if you can imagine it.
Yeah, so I thought you were playing along or going kind of doing something wacky for the stream as a reaction to the sounds I was making. And then when you started, like, hitting me on the back, I thought you were just being like, oh, are you okay, buddy? But, like you did.
But I was hitting you pretty hard.
Yeah.
Did it hurt? I was sorry if I hurt you.
No.
Okay.
Not a very strong man.
And so then when you, like...
Well, I wasn't trying to beat
went, like,
the fuck out of him.
Yeah. When you went, like...
I tried to beat the food out of him.
I started to realize you were concerned, and then
I'm
when
gonna
you,
beat
like,
the food out of you. Get over here, I'm gonna beat the fucking food out of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for not killing me.
You bring me that $500, I'm going to beat the food out of you.
You don't bring Tony his $200K that you owe him. We're going to come back here. We're going to beat the food out of you. We're going to beat the food out of your family. It'd be a shame if we had to beat the food out of that little boy of yours.
I'll tell you this right now. I got a baseball bat in my fucking trunk. I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to beat the food out of your Ford Bronco. I'll beat the food out of those goddamn headlights.
Hey, you don't shut that fucking dog up next door. I'm gonna climb over the fence and beat the food out of it. Beat the fucking food out of your dog. I wish I could have beat the food out of you. I tried.
Yeah. So
you were saying, so if for those of you that couldn't hear Owen a moment ago before he before he got on mic, he was saying that by at the point where I was trying to do the Heimlich on you.
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so, right. When you gave me the reach around and I realized you were going for the Heimlich.
When I was jerking you off from behind?
Huh?
This has to do something.
I remembered thinking like, oh no, he definitely doesn't know how to do the Heimlich and has only seen it on TV.
Yeah,
and I remember, and I was thinking back to like when I was in Scouts because I had to do like lifeguard training or whatever, and I knew it back then.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, it's like,
well, because you even said the fist thing.
Yeah, okay, you do the fist and the thing, and you get it under the sternum.
Yeah, I didn't know the fist thing.
Oh no, so you just kind of were like hugging me real hard, and no, you were like, you kind of did like that.
I tried.
Yeah,
I tried to get under your ribs because I didn't want to break your ribs, obviously. Yeah. But I was also freaking the fuck out.
Could you tell if he was hard or not?
Did you feel me?
He was wearing his pajama pants.
I was wearing my pajama pants.
So could you kind of feel balls on the back of your leg or anything?
No, I was joking.
Was there hip thrusting at all?
There wasn't, but I was hard. But I was doing a good job of you not feeling my boner. I was doing the lean back. You know that
way. So many things.
You know when
on.
You hug a girl in high school that you really, really like, and you start to get a boner, you learn how to
pivot,
put thrust back.
Little, yeah,
it's the back thrust. You got to leave some room for the Holy Ghost.
And when the time's right, you thrust the food out of her.
I'm going to fuck the food out of you, baby. You get in there, I'm going to fuck the food out of you. So there I was.
Fucking the food out of this chick.
Fucking the food out of this fucking woman.
Guys.
You will not believe who I fucked the food out of last night. So anyway.
Why don't you say Betsy's a little hungry this morning?
Every time I start to think it's not that funny, it gets funny. I'm happy that you're alive.
So wait, so I attempted the Heimlich on you, and then what?
Yeah, and I was kind of trying to say, I was trying to start to say, like, I'm fine, it's okay.
Please get off me.
Then you started, like, yanking me up in the air, and I was choking anyways. And so this is when I couldn't figure, like, I was like, is he doing it wrong, and it's fucking me up? But I also, like, internally, when I realized he was doing the Heimlich on me, was, like, laughing.
Because of, like, this is Steve trying to do the Heimlich on me? Or because, or because this is Steve doing the Heimlich wrong?
It was, like, all of it at once.
Okay.
And the live stream going, you
and
know.
The live stream going,
It
was undeniable that we were live streaming still. Like, throughout the entire terrifying situation, in the back of my head, I'm like, this is on live internet.
Dude. Like imagine streaming. All this shit happening, right? And then in between, Owen's in the room choking.
Yeah.
You run out of the apartment to go knock on the neighbor's door. But before that, you remember the stream and you come in.
And go, hey, everybody, hang on.
No. You get on camera. You pick up the controller like real fast because you're panicking. And you hold the button for like 3 seconds to like shut off.
To try to stop the stream.
Yeah. And then you put it down and then you go.
You wait for the beat?
Yeah.
I mean, like honestly, it didn't matter that there was a stream going because I was trying to save my friend's life, you know?
Oh, no, I get that.
And again, also, like we said, this took place in 1 minute.
It really was 1 minute.
So,
like maybe give or take a few seconds.
I was kind of like laughing or whatever, but anyways. I was trying to like tell you I was gonna be okay, and then you like ran out of the room and I out the door, and I heard you run and bang real quick on the neighbor's door, and I was like, oh shit! So I like forced myself to be like, okay, I got it out, like because I didn't want you to annoy the neighbors. So that's when I like came staggering out to you, and I was like,
even in potential death, you don't want to burden people.
No, because it was okay, but I wasn't able to say that until then.
Let me ask a question about.
But I've never choked like a full like. Food stuck in the pipe.
It was a good choke.
It was a good choke.
This Owen over here, he's a real stuck in the pipe. Listen.
He's one bad laugh.
Let me ask you this. With the way that you were choking, would the correct Heimlich method have saved you?
I wonder. I don't know.
Because I'm trying to like.
No. I'm just asking.
Play off that you did a shitty.
Oh, no, like, no. Listen, I will stand by the fact that even though I didn't know the Heimlich maneuver, I still tried.
Yeah. No, that's great.
And then when I realized it wasn't working and I was either doing it wrong or whatever, that's when I was like, I need to get somebody who might know how to help.
Yeah, smart.
So, yeah. So I'm not trying to be like, would it have even saved you? I'm saying, what, like, how, if it's like a little bit of food up here,
yeah,
that Owen obviously was able to dislodge himself,
uh-huh,
would the Heimlich even do anything?
Well, like, all is the Heimlich does, it forces air out through your.
So then, yeah, it would have.
Because it's like
closing one nostril?
Yeah, but you don't, when you're choking, like, your one pipe, your one connection to your lungs is blocked,
but it
so
still
you
has
can't
air
put it out
in
of
it.
Your nose either.
Right. You know? I don't know. I'm saying it's like when you close one nostril and blow out the other, like you force more pressure out.
Or it's kind of like because the lungs are still expanded because you have air in there, but it's not getting out, or more is not coming in.
Right.
So the Heimlich is just like squeezing a balloon,
sort
of.
Yeah. And it forces it out through the balloon hole.
Got it.
But the longer you don't
shut
have
your
air,
balloon
the less
hole,
air
there's
is
pizza
in
my balloon hole. Help!
You just shut your balloon hole, or I'm gonna beat the food out of you.
The Owen Carter story.
What a short book.
So the correct method might have dislodged it.
Right,
quicker.
But it was funny to me for two reasons. One, it occurred to me if you were doing it wrong, it might fuck me up worse.
Yeah.
And that was funny to me. But also.
Yeah, like hilarious. I might have broken your sternum by accident, and then it'd be like so bad. And
then might have killed me.
Feel like real shit.
Because you didn't really know, and that would have been hilarious.
Oh,
but,
man.
But also, it turns out you panicking. Is not very different from you like doing funny wacky stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
I thought your tone of voice would be different, but it's pretty much like you normally are.
Yeah.
So like, I just wanted to laugh at that too. it was funny.
Like if things got serious, I don't sound like a serious
like,
person.
No, because it was you like trying to give me the Heimlich and running around and banging on the neighbor's door.
Well,
imagine
Dave and Ross trying to save someone from choking to death.
Yeah, it's exactly like you do it in the videos. I thought that was your comedy routine, and in real life you're different, but it turns out that's just you.
Wow. Were you hard when you knocked on the neighbor's door?
Well, I'm hard right now.
You know, even if you were, I was a little distracted because I was choking.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't
even know.
Yeah. You could have gotten away with it. Maybe you did.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
You know, you ate two more pieces of pizza and then you took off. You went straight to bed.
And I read all the funny jokes about choking that the
stream
the stream was doing.
The stream went on and on. I mean, I went back to watch the video, and so the audio wasn't playing, but you could read all the comments as they were happening.
Yeah,
and
they can
hear
it.
Oh,
well.
And I was
they
reading.
Could hear everything.
I was reading the comments while I was eating the pizza before. I was monitoring the comments for him because he had the VR thing on.
Yeah,
yeah. So I was reading the comments as I was like rushing over. Like you can see. So the VR is like you can see it looking around, and then the audio cuts off, and then suddenly the VR moves a bunch like this, and then it's totally still.
Oh,
because it's like I set
like
the
in the found footage movies when they drop the camera.
Yeah, like Cloverfield at the end of Cloverfield. And then it's like it's just that for like a minute and so many seconds or whatever. But
holy shit.
But like in the comments, it's like Rhino Balls is like, oh shit, is something is everything okay?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people are like, Owen's doing a bit, and then it's like people are like,
and
what's
it's also like 30 seconds behind, right?
Yeah, there's a delay. So it's like, what's going on right now? And then it's like, holy shit, is everything okay? And then it's just like all these people going like, what's happening? And then someone joked like Owen's dying on a live stream, and like there's all this shit. And then finally, like
that
I come back.
That person gets kicked by the admin.
Yeah, which is Ryan, by the way. Ryan
That's
is
funny.
Like the mod of my Twitch stream. So I came back and put the helmet on and was like, all right, everybody. Owen's okay. He was choking to death. And then after that, it's just like comment after comment, just making fun of Owen. Like as soon as Owen went to bed, they were like,
Shaming him for dying.
When Owen went to bed, everybody heard him leave and like, all right, good night, Owen. Someone was like, Owen went in there to think about his life. And someone was like, Owen's in there crying.
There was one moment in the middle of it where I was like, this has been going on for a minute. Am I in trouble? I should probably start to figure that out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't feel like I'm like, because I've like held my breath underwater for a long time just to see how long I can fucking do it, or like, you know, gotten the wind knocked out of me or whatever. And I know that feeling of like when you're losing oxygen to your brain. Mm-hmm. And so I was checking to see if I was like feeling that, and I wasn't sure because I'm like choking really hard and whatever. And so I was kind of trying to like figure out if I was going to pass out or not. And if I was, if I felt that, then I was going to be like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
That I was trying to like, but you'd already like ran out the door at that point. But I do remember, I mean, like,
basically in my train. But that was
the closest I felt to like danger or whatever, you know?
Like life danger. Well,
you were in danger for sure.
Yeah. You were really in danger. I mean, and Ryan was like,
well, I wish I was
like,
closer.
When Owen was gone already and I was still streaming, Ryan was like, choking on food is the worst thing.
Yeah.
That can happen. It's scary. And then he was like, I guarantee Owen was shaken up or like was scared for his life for a moment. But Owen's like, nah, whatever. Like, life goes on. I could have died, but who cares? Like, what? Like, I, like, really?
Owen's a different breed of person, man.
Well, I know that.
I figured if I really started choking that I was going to like throw myself on like the corner of my bed or something. You know, you're supposed
to jump in or something.
Yeah.
Well, my train of thought was if the neighbor here, immediately here, didn't know the Heimlich maneuver and what to do, then I was going to just call 911.
Yeah.
Like that was
they could have at least cleaned him up.
They would have cleaned up for me. But I'll tell you what, they don't clean up the scene. I'll tell you that.
No?
No, they don't. They take the body away and you got to deal with all the other shit.
Well, you just eat the rest of the pizza and rip the box up, throw it on the chute.
Yeah, and every bit of food that was beaten out, you got to clean up. Well, I'm glad you're okay, Owen. It was a terrifying experience. I will never forget it.
You're a good friend.
And this has been History Road.
Did you? Is that something you won't forget ever, too, you think?
It wasn't that emotionally impactful.
But, like, you remember a lot of shit. So I know. You remember stuff we did, like, years and years ago.
Linked to emotional response.
Yeah.
And I don't know how... It's funny to me, but I don't know how emotionally invested I am.
I'm definitely never going to forget. You're
more shaken up by
it. Yeah, I'm very shaken up.
Because if you didn't save me... Like, we were saying it wasn't my fault for choking.
Yeah.
But if Steve hadn't saved me, then it'd be his fault that I died.
Yeah. I want you to tell Owen that you love him right now.
Well, he knows that I love him.
Obviously, well, you gotta say it to him. Actions speak louder than words. I need to hear that shit.
No. You got to say it with your mouth, because I need it.
Well, I'm going to tell Owen I love you, Owen, of course. You know I love you.
And now, Owen, you say.
But, Mike, I need you to put your hand on my penis as I say it.
Give me a minute.
Give me a minute. We have a wide table.
There's you can reach it from there. Go ahead. Give it a shot.
What's this? What am I holding now?
What did we tell the stream right when we got back? Is like, you know, you never think about something like this happening, but, like, everyone should fucking take CPR classes.
Yeah, we really did. We really did say that. And I got to be honest with you, who knows how to do it.
Why isn't... Because I remember having...
Why do they teach it in school?
Yeah, because there was... In, like, middle school in Florida, there was...
The Crime Buster song's back on again, by the way.
Great. There was... That's why Mike's moving like
that. Yeah, it's helpful.
There was a thing where you had, like, home ec for 6 weeks and then wood shop for six weeks. Man. And it rotated through the year and there was, like, typing was part of it and whatever. Yeah. I don't remember that there was, like, a... Legit first aid.
There's no Heimlich. You know what else there's not? I'm going to prepare you for life, and this is how you take out loans. This is how you pay your taxes.
Yeah, this is how bank accounts and IRAs work.
Yep.
401k.
Yep. None of that shit.
Nope.
Whatever.
I think they're banking on the lack of knowledge on that so that you can get screwed over by a lot of these companies do screw you over.
Because why wouldn't there be classes in place for that?
I know. Probably because they already struggle with deciding what classes there should be, and there's only enough time in the day.
It's bullshit because there's freshman I just talked about this somewhere else. There's freshman experience in most colleges, and they still don't teach you anything like that. They're like, this is how you live in the same room as somebody.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like those types of classes are the ones you get when you're in college.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if they are available and people are just like, no, I'm going to take that shit. I'm going to go take fucking film philosophy or like fucking theology or some shit.
If that was available in high school, middle school, I would have taken all that shit.
I always think about all the things I wish I was taught as a kid.
Yeah.
But until you grow up and become an adult and have to go through the experiences bit by bit.
Yeah.
You don't care.
No. Truthfully, as a teenage boy, there should be a choking class.
Yeah. There should be beating the food out of people and how to do it right.
There should be a bases class for boys.
There should be.
No teenage boy, I'm going to get a little graphic here and I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Should be able to finger a woman.
You could take that back and make it a little more PG by saying no boy should be able to touch a vagina.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one I meant.
before they take a class on how what everything is.
Yeah,
and how
what
it
are
works.
You doing with your hands before that? Well, playing video
I mean,
games.
Listen,
when you're rapping on the A button down there. It's not what
listen,
you do.
I was in Catholic school,
porn.
And they weren't going
to
teach
learn
us
it all from porn.
Like in Catholic, well, yeah, that's the thing. In Catholic school,
real
they weren't
women
teach
only
you
like
how to,
about a quarter of the things that
in
happen
Catholic
in porn.
School. They weren't going to teach like you how to make
women.
The G spot work.
Do the couples?
They weren't going to teach you about how to finger
they're
somebody
in
fucking Catholic school.
You're
they
screaming
just,
about fingering in Catholic
they're just
school
gonna
to
tell,
prove your point right
they're
now.
Just going to tell you that if you do this, this is how you make someone pregnant by accident. They're not going to tell you here's how you pleasure someone. They don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
They don't want kids doing that.
No pleasuring. But they're going to do it anyways. So it's like if you're an adult and you know that kids... You're smart enough to know that kids are going to do it anyway. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you fucking just teach them about it and get over your own, I don't want my child to do this shit because it's unfucking avoidable. Just talk to them about it and be open.
Here's
so
the
they
other
don't feel
thing.
Like a fucking alien
what
when they are doing
line?
This shit. No,
what?
Now I'm the one screaming about fingering.
What was
Catholic
your line
school.
Today? It was fucking brilliant. It was exactly about that, but it was a great joke. And oh, shit. It was so good. Can't happen. Won't, had... It was can't something I won't happen. Can't happen.
Oh, it's a
so,
can't stop, won't stop situation.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know about those kids and sex.
Yeah.
It's say a it
can't
again.
Stop, won't stop situation.
I want to say this too. Let me you declare can. Something here really quick.
If I could steal your curling joke and make it stand up, you could use that whenever you want.
Let me say something really quick. While we're on the subject of classes that should be, I think for every boy and girl, there should be just, you know, like a 10-minute just come into my office, I got to tell you something situation from an adult that just says to a kid, you're getting to an age where if you learn how to play the piano right now, you're going to crush the pussy of your fucking teenager. It's going to seem dorky, it's going to seem bad, and you're not going to want to do it. But I guarantee all you're going to care about when you're 17
yeah.
is crushing the pussy, and that is the key. You have the key to crushing pussy right now. And if you don't do it, you're on your own.
It's always
you might have to figure it out on your own.
It's always a one-on-one conversation.
It's got to be one-on-one. It's got to be like, look, you may not care now. You want to play your video games. You want to throw a ball around outside. That's fine.
What's the relationship
one day, all
between
you're gonna care
about. The adult and the
I think it should be, honestly, I volunteer as tribute. I will be a guy that travels school to school. And I'm just this guy that comes in for a day to each school in the district. And I'm like the motivational speaker guy.
Yeah.
But all I do is say, you're gonna care about seeing the P someday. Learn the piano. I'm out.
Yeah.
Mic drop out.
See ya. Send in the next kid.
Because I wanted that guy.
Yeah.
If I had that guy, god damn it.
He would have told you that piano doesn't work and you have to play guitar.
I would have been touching Vage when I was in 7th grade.
Yeah. I was, somebody told me that the, I don't, how fucking long are we into this podcast?
It's a long one.
Somebody told me that the median, losing your virginity age is like 18.
That's when I lost mine.
Cool.
Cool story, bro.
I will never say that to somebody.
What do you
and
mean?
And I've heard that in
oh, cool
casual
story, bro.
Vocal conversation too many times recently.
I get it.
That is my solemn promise to the podcast, to you two as friends for as long as you're alive. I will never say cool story, bro, in a serious situation to another person.
Well, that's good to know. That's a cool story. Bro, let me ask you something.
Okay. All right.
All right, we're running real long here, but I want to do a history road that is an unconventional one. We got a letter. Well, we got a package, and we got it way too late.
Yeah.
And it's from the sweet, sweet girl. Her name is Whitnam? Miss Whitnam. It doesn't say her first name here. Is it like Whitney?
Ms. Whitnam, if you're nasty.
Man, I hope she says her name in here somewhere. What does it say on the box over there?
Hold on
the address box. On the
I
top
say
part.
It's Bridget.
Not that part. The top part.
I want to call her Steve.
Like where the address and all that's
Owen's written. Choking again.
Whitney.
Whitney.
Whitney Nowicki.
Whitney.
Whitney Nowicki.
So anyway, she was the one that sent us the Cloverfields cookies.
Yeah.
The Cloverfield cookies. And so she wanted to send us another thing, an edible thing. And she sent me a message on Facebook and was like, when's a good time to send something? And I want to send you something. So she sent me a Facebook message and was like, I want to send you guys something. When's a good time to send something? And I said, if something's delivered by Friday, I will definitely get it. And I missed a couple of Fridays because I was doing a bunch of shit, working on Ben Franklin stuff. It's easier if I work from home sometimes because it's distracting at the office. You know how it goes. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, we got these real late. We got them a week late. And when I opened them, there was mold on the pies. They were two pies in there that look amazing, but there's mold on them and they're not safe to eat. And in fact, she sent me a tweet that was like, I think they're not safe to eat at this point. So I'm really sorry that we missed that. It's my fault. And I'm sorry you put a lot of effort into it. But I'm going to read your note here that you...
I think you owe me an apology because there's a taste that I missed out on.
I'm sorry, Mike.
A beautiful.
I'm
experience.
Sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, Owen. I'm sorry, Heimlich Maneuver.
I'm sorry, Professor Heimlich.
I'm sorry, Professor Jonathan Heimlich.
Not being aware of your maneuvering.
So here's what the letter says. Happy Thanksgiving! And then thank is crossed out and late's is written up top. So it would read, Happy Late'sgiving. Oh man, hold on to your butts. Your favorite baker girl from Louisville made you boys some holiday yummies. Well, hopefully y'all get this in time. If you're reading this after turkey times, it's way over turkey times, then overnight shipping costs, too many doll hairs, and I'm bad at planning. Oh man, I feel even worse.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there are several pages to this. You're not going to feel good by the end
no,
of this.
No, definitely not. Anyway, my birthday was this past week, and along with dealing with the existential crisis of turning a quarter century old, the shitty election stuff happened, which is basically like being forced to have a gross stepdad in your life for at least 4 years. Happy birthday, but the Dynamic Banter podcasts are exactly the kind of silliness and lighthearted fun that I and probably most of the listeners heed weekly in these way too serious times. So that's why I've baked you guys some pies. It's a bit of a spin on boring ass pumpkin. It's a Nutella swirled pumpkin pie.
I quit.
Decorated with fallish leaves for the crust. Do you guys get to see fall leaves over there, or is it just like the one season in California? That's exactly what it is.
No, we get to see fall leaves, and they're all around the SourceFed building now.
Louisville only has very hot or very cold with allergies in between. There's two in there, and they're pretty big, so please feel free to share with Bree and Zoya. Zoya, the wife? And anyone else, maybe that William Haynes boy, he was looking real sad on Snapchat a week or so ago. Yes, he was. He was full on crying. I've never seen that happen. And he loves pie.
This could have been, what if we had our friends over? We could have this whole...
I'm sorry, man. You get tweets too, buddy. Where were you?
I don't know how to get to this fucking P.O. box. I don't know anything about this SourceFed horse shit.
All right. It says History Road up top on this page. So it says, so I'm not much of a writer, and I don't think there's going to be any point to this story, really, but Hamilton's been in the news this past week, and I thought I'd share the time I saw Hamilton, an American musical. It happened recently, the beginning of this month, actually, though I'd been planning the trip in secrecy since June. The plan was to surprise my boyfriend as our 4-year anniversary gift. I was doing really well until my MacBook betrayed me by leaving my iMessages open with a text from a friend that said, "Did you give him the tickets yet? He's gonna freak out." Displayed right in the middle of the screen for JD to find later when he used my laptop.
That's unlucky.
So the surprise bit was ruined. What a shame, because I really wanted to see some pants pooping, or at least some solid fist pumps into the open air. The weekend of our trip finally arrives. We make the drive from Kentucky to Illinois in just under 5 hours. My butt feels like it's fused into one solid cheek. It's so numb. We finally get to the hotel, and the check-in man, person, front desk guy tells us our room's not ready. So we check our luggage and kill time for about an hour. We head back and get to our room, and they've lost our luggage. Not really, but for like 20 minutes, they couldn't find our shit. It wasn't cool. Before we could even get out and into Chicago, the first thing we see upon leaving the hotel is a man dressed head to toe in Cubs gear, stumbling across the street, day drunk, shouting, "Go Cubs!" He was amongst what seemed like a million billion fully geared Cubs fans that weekend because I'm told special sports ball was happening. We went to Wicker Park. You know, that happens to me all the time. What? I travel somewhere. I plan a big trip. And it's like the weekend a big fucking game is going on. One time I went to Vegas and spent two nights there, and it was the fucking Electric Daisy Carnival happening, and it was a fucking strange madhouse.
I would rather be anywhere else.
Dude, trust me. It was like girls wearing these giant fluffy feet things, wearing nothing, which wasn't the bad part, but they were just like walking everywhere, like running around and all high off their asses, even rolling in the casinos.
Was that fucking USA versus Mexico? Like,
oh yeah, when we were in Ohio, there was this huge World Cup game happening, like a pre-World Cup game.
Fucking stadium in Columbus, right next, literally, across the street from where the chicken.
The whole time we were there, any Uber we got into, any person we were ordering food from, were like,
was right across the freeway from it. Yeah, we were watching lights and all this crazy shit, and fucking everyone's got USA and Mexico flags. Yeah, and like
everyone was asking us, "Did you guys see the game last night? You guys were there last night? Yeah. Were you guys here for the game?"
And that's what's going on. No, we're here for the chicken things. We're here for the chicken situation.
We went to Wicker Park that night, ate great food, tried to get into a bar later, but failed because they were all packed. The following day, I'm surprised you even got a hotel room, girl. The following day was Hamilton Day. We got up early, got some hella fresh donuts. We were seeing the matinee, and we all know it takes about half a moon cycle for girls to get ready for things. So I was already stressing, and it was only 11 a.m. And you gotta wear something pretty fancy for that kind of shit. I wore a pretty red dress with matching lipstick and curled my hair. And when I was done, I realized that's exactly how the hoe is dressed in the show. Oops, we got to our seats, row F. I'm bursting with excitement. Just before the show begins, maybe 5 minutes before, this mom-looking lady sits down next to JD with an even older-looking lady who I assume is her old-ass mom. I hear her mention something to someone about getting their tickets as gifts, but I think nothing of it because Hamilton is about to happen in front of me. Then it starts. It's loud and sudden, and I'm immediately transported. It's hard to describe how amazing it was to hear and see my favorite songs being performed. I was on cloud nine. And then it happened. The mom lady that sat next to JD pulled out her phone and started scrolling through Facebook. Oh, shit. I gotta stop. That's the fucking worst.
What?
When you're at a show...
A show that's hard to get into, so that fucking counts.
There was someone next to me doing that during Hedwig, an older woman.
At the
fucking Pantages.
Fuck you. Weird. Somebody else who wanted to see it should have been.
Do you remember when we went to see They Might Be Giants that one time, and in front of us was like a family, and the little girl was on her phone the whole show, sitting opposite in the seat, just staring at her phone.
Oh, the sad girl?
Yeah.
At UCLA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh, the Ooh, fucking geez. Worst.
Not having it.
Stay home, bitch.
I think we finally got our t-shirts logo.
Listen to a segment called Stay Home, Bitch. Someone's looking at their fucking phone during Hedwig. I'm sorry. Are the 10
for any assholes, right? It's like not wishing them dead.
That's the thing we were talking about. Stay home, bitch. That's the thing we were talking about.
Don't be out on the road like that. Stay home.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Like you're in your car and you're the only person in the world. Ugh.
There should stay home, bitch.
Stay home, bitch. I'm sorry, are the 10 dual commandments not interesting enough for you? She did this every other song for the first act. During intermission, they left. I would have beat the food out of that woman. During the intermission, they left and everyone around us was upset. The house manager politely reminded us to keep our phones away and they weren't even there. But just as the curtain comes up, guess who's back, acting like they... Each just double-fisted a couple of shots. I try to ignore them. I immerse myself in the story of Hamilton. Oh, this is so sad. Because you know it ruined the experience a little bit.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be ushers that see that. You can see a light of a phone during a fucking dark-ass musical. They're supposed to be ushers that are, like, on top of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Fucking pisses
Maybe
me
the
off.
Ushers- called their manager and they were like, what time should we be in tonight? And then the manager was like, why don't you stay home, bitch?
Because you guys don't do your job, obviously. Just as the curtain comes up. Okay, I try to ignore them. I immerse myself in the story of Hamilton, but we're not even three songs into the second act, and these geriatric bitches are giggling, whisper-talking. Now they're whisper-talking?
That's the worst, man.
I can feel the rage building somewhere.
Why do people think whispering is a different volume?
You know what? Can I tell you something? You know what's almost as bad as using your phone or even talking during a show like that?
Mimicking someone yelling, a time where someone yelled?
That or like yelling along to the songs, that's another annoying thing.
Yeah, of course.
But also, there was a girl behind Bree and I during Hedwig who her laugh was like, oh no, stay home, bitch.
No, man. No, I don't agree with that one. That's somebody, dude, somebody can think our laughs are easily
I know. Listen, I'm joking.
I guarantee there are people who have stopped listening to this podcast.
Because of stay home, bitch?
No, because...
Oh, because of our laughs? Our laughs. Well, listen. Look, maybe.
You don't like our laughs? Stay home, bitch.
Mic drop. Mike fell out of his chair. If you fell off of a cliff, the headline would be mic drop.
I would hope that my mom and dad would frame one.
And it's like big 1930s newspaper lettering.
Mic drop.
Anyway, yeah, whatever. I mean, you're right. Your laugh, you can't help. Whatever. I'm not like being I don't mean it. Not I don't yet. Mean like good stay home bitch to
the,
that person.
The show was
but
ruined
it's like,
for you.
Oh,
you're an LA person who only exists in
well,
your
actually,
own
it wasn't ruined for me, but like, you know, a fucking loud ass, like fucking huge laugh for everything is gotta get you.
The,
like, at
the
some
woman
point.
Who taught me stand up comedy has a huge, loud, obnoxious laugh. And
but
I,
it's like
that's what I think of.
But there's a difference
time.
Between someone who's telling funny jokes,
yeah.
and if they want to laugh, or if they're a funny person or whatever.
Yeah.
But this person was like laughing at everything at the loudest possible volume.
I get it. I get it.
It was just a little something. It like cut right through my vision of the show. It really right. did.
Remember when you left my wedding to go to this?
I don't remember that. Remember when you invited me to your wedding 3 days before it happened?
Inaccurate.
I can feel the rage building somewhere in the far distance. Fortuna, aka hellish operatic sounds, are about to be unleashed on these women. Before I can get to them, JD leans over and tells them, in a much more polite way than I would have, to fuck off, and they actually stop talking. I was so mentally prepared to box with them that I almost passed out from the adrenaline. Spoiler warning. The show carries on. Is it behind it? Let me see. Is there anything behind that page? No. The show carries on just in time for the story to get real sad. Old ham boy cheats on his wife. Then his boy dies in a duel defending his honor. And then, as if that's not enough, there's a song where literally the whole cast comes out crying. Hamilton's begging Eliza for forgiveness, and all the actors are pretty much sobbing. So naturally, I'm straight up ugly crying at this point. I hear someone doing one of those gaspy, choked cries. And then
Owen.
It was Owen on eating pizza.
Owen on pizza.
And then you get to the last song.
And Owen.
Owen on pizza.
Take it, Owen.
It's just choke. Here's Owen's pizza solo. I hear someone doing one of those gaspy, choked cries, and then you get to the last song, and it's even more tears because of the whole orphanage thing crying my heart. As everyone's clapping, I see so many people wiping their eyes. I talked to a bunch of strangers, all because we were all visibly so moved by this story. I guess I shared a small moment with a few people I'll never see again, and that's pretty cool. This hashtag boycott Hamilton is lame and short-sighted, and while I don't think it will hurt their ticket sales, it definitely won't. It sucks, and it totally hasn't.
Of course, it's free publicity.
It sucks to think that someone would purposefully try to impede the success of such a brilliant story. Well, that's my history-ish road. I know I'm a long-winded gal, so you don't have to read that part if you don't want to.
No, I shouldn't.
Send the pies back if they're gross. And then yeah. Here's her address. Let's send them back right now.
Let's say the address.
No. So that's it. History Road. Well, thank you so much, Whitney. You are a sweetheart. What a
great writer.
What a great... It was a great story. And yeah. And relatable, too. And that's the mark of a good story.
It was nice to see a handwritten letter.
See a handwritten letter. Lovely. I thought that was very nice. Thank you for the pies. I'm so sad and sorry that I fucked up. And,
pumpkin and Nutella.
I know, man. It's a bummer. But you know what? My Thanksgiving was weird anyway. Last weekend I went with my parents for their thing. It was a real mess situation.
How sick do you think I'll get if I eat those pies?
Pretty sick, man. Well, you shouldn't eat it.
Too sick?
Yeah, I don't
know. What if I ate them in the parking lot of the hospital? So you could taste them a little bit for sure.
Well, then you'd eat the food out of you. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to this show. We would love if you like the show, please rate and review it on iTunes, just Dynamic Banter in the old search bar there. And also, just thanks for your continued listenership.
Absolutely. We're up over 2 million views.
That's fucking crazy. Listens. That's crazy, dog.
So thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. If you want to send us some tweets, Mike and I always look at the Twitter account. It's at Dynamic Banter. And if you want to send us your history roads, it's dynamicbanter@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening. I had a great time with you guys, and I'm so glad Owen's not dead. So, guys, send Owen all your well wishes at Owen P. Carter. Or no, wait. Is it just Owen P. Carter? At Owen P. Carter? I think it's at Owen P. Carter. It might just be at Owen Carter.
Just turned into a shitty guitar.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you on the next time.
I'm gonna see over and out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.